It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a podcast from The Times. Go to thetimes.co.uk.
Thanks for joining us. It's another edition of the Game Podcast Bonus, and I'm delighted to be joined by Peter Lansley. Now, those of you who may know, Peter is our man in the Midlands, and Peter, I think it's fair to say you've always taken quite an interest in youth football as well as women's football as well. But today we'll be talking about youth football and youth development.
That's right. Yeah. Now I've got my level one coaching badge in 2005 when the Times said they'd do a nice piece on me doing the badge, and then it became a bit of an addiction. Got into it with my own kids, going off after this to help Brassington Primary School, have a couple of matches this afternoon, then help Wirksworth Colts under 13s train later on this evening. And the fact that we now have St George's Park in Burton-upon-Trent opening next summer is extremely exciting. I think it's really exciting for the whole football nation, and personally I just can't wait to have opportunities there and to see what it does for English football.
Yeah, can you first of all, I'm surprised and very impressed that you're so involved in the coaching. So I didn't realize it was quite to this degree. I knew you had your badges, but In terms of the National Centre at Burton-on-Trent, I mean, it seems to me that a lot of times, we tend to sort of talk about a recipe for the entire nation. Of course, the FA used to have a national centre, then they went to more regionalised centres. Now we're sort of back to the national center concept. I'm sure it's state of the art and everything. Is the idea to have sort of a Clairefontaine type environment?
This is more for the coaches than, well, it's for the coaches as well as the players, let's put it that way. And the difference from Lillishall will be that that was where, Trevor Sinclair and all the best 14, 15 year olds went and lived, learned, and trying to learn to be an England footballer. This will be very different now with the elite player performance plan. The development of the best young players has been handed over now as of next season. There's no longer any battle. That is now the domain of the Premier League football clubs. They will take the best kids. When they pay enough for them or not is another matter, but they'll develop them there. We hope then that Manchester United will keep developing great young England players. Then, of course, they can come, and when all the England development squads and the England senior team will come, and they will do their training at, absolute state-of-the-art facility at St George's Park. But more important than that, we will have one learning hub where everyone can gravitate around and get involved. They'll be putting on coaching courses, right from the grassroots upwards. And those people who get up to their sort of level 3 UEFA B will find increasing access to all the facilities there. That can only help the coaches get better. Then the coaches can go back into their clubs, whether that be Manchester United or Wirksworth Colts, and be a better coach. The idea then is that the kids we get through at all the different levels will improve with their touch, with their development, with their attitude to life, and that therefore we will have a broader base of talent. And instead of having one Jack Wilshere, perhaps we'll have 10 Jack Wilshires in 10 years from now.
Peter, on the coaching front, I mean, it sounds like it's a little bit like the coaching academies that they have in Holland and in Italy. I mean, in Italy, the Academy Coverciano has been going for more than 60 years. It's sort of an academic environment. But it takes time to build to that. My concern here is that people are going to, you know, expect instant results. At Coverciano, they've got coaches who are like professors, and they bring in other ones for visiting professors, and they sit there and they watch and they study, and they do all this stuff. But you know, there's sort of a body of work that's been built up over six decades. Mm. In the same way that you can't get the greatest minds in the world and open up a university tomorrow and have it compete with Oxford or Cambridge. Are you concerned that people might be expecting too much too soon from something
absolutely.
Like this?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is part of the English footballing psyche, isn't it? We're talking about goalkeepers on the podcast on this week. You know, I do think the media and football fans on the back of that jump on things, expect instant results, make instant condemnations, or, you know, canonize people. And there does have to be a patience with this. However brilliant the facility will be, and when everyone's going in there next September, I think it will just be like a wow factor. But there'll be a library, there'll be all the best hydrotherapy pools, the best gymnasiums, a Wembley-like pitch to train on with a 500-seater stand just to watch training. You know, it will be immense.
Okay, but that sorry, Peter, mean, but how do all these things, how does it, I mean, just to jump in there, but if you're talking about improving coaching, I mean, how does a hydrotherapy pool and a gymnasium and a nice pitch do that? How are they going to get the coaching up to snuff?
How are they going to get the coaching better out of hydrotherapy pools?
Well, all these facilities you're talking about, this is the part that doesn't add up to me. I mean, it's great to have wonderful facilities, but it just sounds like a very nice training ground for the England national teams. If the goal is to develop football at grassroots level, as you said before, then obviously has to be an emphasis on training coaches to be better coaches and going back to their clubs and...
Have you been impressed
by their plan for that?
Well, what coaches can do is they will have access to all the best, the learning, the facilities, the cross sports, you know, because the other sports are going to look at this, other sports that don't have as much money, and they will be able to go and have an office there, and they will be able to work out of there, the badminton, for example. And then you've got the cross-fertilization. But you've got... a coach could go in there. So say I became a better coach and I was going to go on to my level 3, or I got my youth award. Maybe they'd let me do my next youth module there. Then I would be in one room, and up the road there might be Fabio Capello. Now, okay, he's not going to go and teach me how to play 4-5-1 against Spain, but there will be the whole cross-section of the coaching fraternity, so you can dip in and out of people's knowledge. There'll be the whole medical section if there's something you're not sure of. There'll be a whole library. You can access everything under one roof.
Peter, I mean, it sounds like they've put a lot of money in. There's some impressive facilities there, and geographically it's also going to be convenient for much of the country. From what you've seen thus far, what do you think it will take for this to be a success, and how will English football benefit from it?
I think it's going to be very important that the top end of club football in this country buys into the centre. If a coach from a middling Premier League club gets sent to St George's Park, maybe, you know, their age-appropriate coaches, 5 to 11, go and work there, and then perhaps they're working alongside an age-appropriate coach from Manchester United, someone from Arsenal, someone from Derby County. And maybe they're taking, you know, four sets of eight-year-olds and the under-eights from the academy, and they all work alongside each other and share ideas. Meanwhile, the kids are having, you know, the best facilities, and the coaches can compare what they're doing and agree best practice, see best practice there. Then take it back into their clubs. I think that will improve them as coaches, and then it will improve the kids that they're bringing through at their different clubs.
Peter, it sounds like an ambitious project. It's certainly very encouraging that the FAA are thinking about this, because I think if there's one thing we can safely say over the past century or so, that football and the way we think about football is constantly evolving, and a national center like this can be a good way to collate all that knowledge and sort of adjust and grow with it. Peter Lansing, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan, and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts, and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.